Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuc. The new musical, The Band's Visit, is currently running at the Ethel Barrymore Theater on Broadway. Based on the 2007 film of the same name, The Band's Visit features music and lyrics by David Yazbek, a book by Itamar Moses, and is directed by David Cromer. The New York Times called the show one of the most ravishing musicals you will ever be seduced by. In The Band's Visit, the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra is traveling from Egypt to play a concert in Petah Tikva, Israel.
Let me tell you about Petah Tikva. Such a city, everybody loves it. Lots of fun, lots of art, lots of culture. That's Petah Tikva with a P.
But after language confusion at the border, they end up in Petah Tikva.
Where you are, this is not Petah Tikva. Such a city, nobody knows it. Not a fun, not a art, not a culture. This is Petah Tikva with a B.
A small town where civic pride is low.
Like in boring, like in barren, like in bullshit, like in bland.
Like in basically bleak and beige and blah, blah, blah. Stick a pin in a map of the desert. Build a road to the middle of the desert. Pour cement on the spot in the desert. That's Petah Tikva. Welcome to
Without a means of transportation out of town until the morning, the band is begrudgingly taken in by the locals. John Cariani plays Itzik, one of the citizens of Petah Tikva, and he joins us now. Cariani's previous Broadway credits include Something Rotten and the 2004 revival of Fiddler on the Roof. He's also performed at nearly every regional theater in our area you can think of, and as a playwright is responsible for the praised and oft-produced plays Almost Maine, Last Gas, Lovesick, and Cul-de-Sac. John Cariani, welcome back to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
Tell me how you learned about this show, when you joined it. I know you did it off-Broadway as well as now on Broadway, and how you've developed your character.
Well, at the end of my time in Something Rotten, I got an audition for a new show called The Band's Visit. And I listened to the song that I have to sing, which is a lullaby, and I said, I'm in, because it's something I've never really gotten to do before. I'm playing a dad. I auditioned a couple times and was welcomed into the cast, and I was very excited to be welcomed because David Cromer's directing and David Yazbek wrote the music and Itamar Moses wrote the book, and I love those guys. I love their work. I didn't know them personally, but I just love their work. And then we began rehearsals in September or October, I think, after I finished Something Rotten in July of 2016, had a couple months off, and then we began rehearsals and did the first incarnation at the Atlantic last year.
It's a musical, full musical. Lots of songs, but it feels like a play. Like the way the story is told feels like a play. Maybe in that, not a ton happens, really. Do you agree with that? How do you think that works?
That's a good point. It is a slice of life. It is an actual slice of life. It's one night. I think what makes it special is that it really does adhere to the movie. And the movie is a beautiful screenplay. And Itamar has honored the screenplay and captured the essence of the screenplay. Where he's done his work is mostly in the stuff that I'm in, actually, because in the movie, I play Itzik, and Kristen C. plays my wife, Iris, and we are new parents, and we're not doing great at being new parents because the baby has created some difficulties in our lives, which is kind of what happens to people, you know? I'm also unemployed, which is a bit of a problem. But I think that, in my experience, we rehearse the scenes extensively because the scenes take up as much space and time as the songs. And I feel like that's what makes it a little bit different from other musicals. So it was rehearsed as a play. We also put in a lot of time on the music because it's pretty difficult music. Mm-hmm. But I think that the whole thing was just rehearsed with the idea that there are basically five storylines that are followed, and each one was rehearsed as if it was its own little play, so that everyone is always, every storyline, all of the actors in each storyline are aware of the little story that we're telling.
You interact, you do sing that beautiful lullaby to the baby. It's not, there's not a real baby in the play. Tell me about acting with this. It's quite a famous by now doll, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. It's a fake. It's a doll that we manipulate and maneuver to make it seem a little bit like a real baby, and it's hidden enough that hopefully people won't spend too much time trying to figure out if it's real or not.
Right, no.
I mean, I have nephews, so I know what it's like to hang out with a baby.
Yeah, sure. And is it at all difficult to connect to the doll, or is it it's in the text?
Oh, it's in the text. It's pretty easy.
I'm sorry, son. I don't know why this gift has not been given me. It makes no difference how I try. I end up drifting on the sea. We fell in love, your mom and I. We made our plans and started life. But now we fight and back away.
How did you go about building the relationship? Because like you mentioned, it's a tumultuous relationship. How do you work with your castmate to get mad at each other each night?
Well, I think we really like each other off stage, and that helps because you can be meaner to people you like. And I think that's a really important component to it. Actually, we said that the other day, is that we really like each other, so we can take chances and be mean to each other. And also, you're only mean to people you love. You're only really, truly mean to people you love. Our relationship's at a boiling point. And it boils over when I bring home some guys from the Alexandria Ceremonial Police Orchestra who have nowhere to go for the evening. They're Egyptian, which doesn't thrill her because we're in a development town in nowhere Israel. Probably don't have the best feelings about Egyptians. And my wife doesn't really hide that. And I think it's the straw that breaks the camel's back, because I'm ready to just have a good time and hang out with these cool musicians. And she's like, dude, I'm working and I'm taking care of the baby and you're just hanging out and I need a little help. And it's a story that every parent, I think, understands.
As I was watching it, when I was thinking about it afterward, what you just mentioned about the sort of Israeli-Egyptian, the Arab-Jewish conflict isn't front and center in the show. It's not like a preachy show about that. It shows that people are people and they get thrown together in situations and it doesn't have to be an enormous conflict. Is that an important part of it for you, an important part of the story?
Oh, yeah. It's not the way the media tells us we behave. It's the way people actually behave. And that's what I'm sick of, is the way we're told we behave is very different from the way people actually behave. And people who don't get along don't come to blows immediately. They try. They try to figure out a way to get on. And when a group of Egyptians lands in our town, we're certainly not nice to them at the beginning. We're not very helpful. But Dina, the main character of the show, has this grace about her. And it's not a sweet, kind grace. It's a very pragmatic grace. Mm-hmm. She's like, well, I guess you can stay here for the night. And then tomorrow you can take the bus home. And we're all like, what are you talking about? Like, no. And we end up being good citizens of the world and helping people in need, and they hang out at our homes, and I think they change us with music. I think that's what I'm taking from it lately, is that music changes people.
You mentioned the movie. Were you familiar with the movie before you heard about this play?
No, I watched it once I knew I had an audition. It was new to me and pretty beautiful. And also, I come from far northern Maine. Mm-hmm. Hicks are Hicks, Rubes are Rubes. I'm playing people who are very similar to... And I'm not saying the people where I live are Hicks or Rubes. I'm just saying that we have a fascination with rural people right now. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think we have healthier, like a more positive fascination with rural people from other countries. And we have a lot of impatience with rural people from our own country. And I think that's bad news. And everybody who lives in a city needs to go hang out with rural people and vice versa if possible.
So are you having a good time with the show?
It's nice to revisit it because we're better. I know my Hebrew better. That was one of the most difficult parts for me doing it downtown in such a short amount of time, is when we got new lines in Hebrew. They never quite went into my mouth the way I wanted them to, and I never felt fully confident doing them. It took a long time to really capture that, to learn how to speak Hebrew and to capture the dialect. Now I feel like we've all got it. And I feel like we're not looking at each other thinking, oh, I don't sound like her. Oh, I should sound like my wife. I don't sound like my wife. You know, because sometimes some people are better at the accents than others, and you're going, oh, I should be like that, but I'm not. That seems to have gone away. We feel really confident that we're all speaking the way we speaking English as well as we could speak English as these characters. Mm-hmm. I also feel like there have been some really nice additions that have helped flesh out the spareness of the story. It's already a pretty spare story, but I feel like there's some really nice elements that have been added to flesh it out. We're able to do a lot of detail-oriented work that we weren't able to do downtown simply because we ran out of time. So it's been really nice to just revisit the whole thing and to understand. Also, we all understand what it is for the first time. When we were at the Atlantic, we couldn't see it, and we could barely hear it. We couldn't stand it. There were no wings to stand in to see the show. The monitors weren't great, so we couldn't really see what it was. And now we're starting to be able to sneak out and watch. So we can, you know, we can sneak down and watch some of the scenes that we're not in, and we're realizing just how incredibly beautiful it is. It's a technical masterpiece, and it looks like nothing. That's what's so beautiful about it. And David Cromer uses the technical elements of theater to enhance humanity in a way I've never experienced.
What else have you experienced in working with him? He's a master, and you said you didn't know him before. What have you observed as you've worked with him?
Well, it's always surprising that when smart people are goofy and silly, and he's kind of goofy and silly. He's very specific. One of my favorite notes he gives us all the time is keep it tough, because Israelis are tough people, so keep it tough. Don't be like you're in a musical, be like you're an Israeli in a town that is entertaining some people from Egypt. Just constantly reminding us to keep it tough.
You have a little bit of dancing to do that looks, it's very like in your character in the moments is very like spirited. He's having a pretty great time. How choreographed is it, or do you get to just John Cariani dance?
They let us play, and then they kept some things that they liked and sculpted from what we created, I think.
It's a beautiful show, and you're a lot of fun in it. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today.
Oh my gosh, thanks a lot. It's always nice to talk to you.
John Cariani plays Itzik in The Band's Visit on Broadway at the Ethel Barry Moore Theater. Links to more information are posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable.